At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie. Did you see the story of this guy that died traveling with that possessed doll?
Freaky.
Is this the wildest thing ever?
Weird.
Now, I've seen this doll many times. Have you seen it?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen this doll?
No.
This doll is from like 1964.
Is it like Chucky?
It's a Raggedy Ann.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a Raggedy Ann doll.
Okay.
And there was a lady back in the 60s that she received this as a gift. She was a nursing student, I think. And she had a roommate. She brought the doll home that she was given. And they noticed that, ooh, there's some wacky things going on here at the house.
Okay.
And so she took it to a psychic, okay?
The Raggedy Ann doll?
The Raggedy Ann doll. She took it to a psychic, and the psychic said, this doll is possessed by a spirit of a little girl that died named Annabelle.
Ew.
Okay?
Yeah.
And this is an angry doll. It is mean doll. They took the doll at that point and put it behind a glass case, and it's been there ever since.
All right.
Annabelle. And this guy is a paranormal guy. And he decided to take the doll and go on tour with it. That was his idea.
All right.
He's died.
That part's weird.
He died. The doll killed him. He
well,
died.
We don't have proof that the doll killed him, but something
Jamie,
wacky happened.
Is that wild?
That is weird.
You've got a possessed, angry doll
that you took on tour and now you're dead.
And the whole idea of the tour is to show this doll off and to show that, you know, that paranormal activity is real, and he's trying to, you know, encourage people to buy into it, and it kills him.
And it was working because he was in Gettysburg when he died, and they sold out three full shows, three full days to this thing.
I wouldn't even go to the show. I wouldn't go to the show.
Here's the simple story. Man finds psycho doll, goes on tour with it, and dies.
Dan Rivera, a Connecticut paranormal investigator and one of the...
By the way, I couldn't have said it better. Just the way you said it, Jamie.
Dan Rivera, a Connecticut paranormal investigator and one of the main handlers of the famous Annabelle doll, died suddenly over the weekend. That's according to the New England Society for Psychic Research. Rivera was a Connecticut native and was on tour with the doll, made famous by the Conjuring movie series. Annabelle is an endless source of fascination on social media because of the haunting stories that surround the doll. Now, at this time, it's not clear how Rivera died. The organization said they're heartbroken by his loss and that Dan truly believed in sharing his experiences and educating people about the paranormal.
That is weird.
Weird. Do you know, like, how old he was? Did he have,
54.
Like, 54. Yep. Did he have a medical condition?
Nope. They found him in his hotel room, unresponsive,
Raggedy
called EMS. They came in and they said, hey, we have no idea how he died. He's just dead. I guess the autopsy will show eventually. But I can't believe you've never heard of this Annabelle.
Nope.
The Raggedy Ann doll?
Nope.
It's been around since the 60s.
It's creepy.
It's popped up many times
but
on
I'm
the
not
internet.
I'm really into that whole, like, didn't you and your wife, like, have somebody come and read your house or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, we had, what was it, spirit finders or something, ghosts.
Because didn't your wife
house?
Think somebody
Ghost
was
hunters?
In your house?
Yeah, yeah, because things kept turning on and turning off by themselves.
But that was just a phase. Now we're over it.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
They decided just to move
that,
on.
The ghost that we had,
well,
and
no,
I think we had
one. Same
house. Yeah, we still live in the same house.
No,
yeah.
I mean the ghost.
Oh, the ghost.
Like,
well, something I've done that has ran the ghost off.
Okay,
I think maybe Grandpa Gus
maybe
moving
so.
In. Okay? When he came in, I think the ghost said, we're out of here.
That would do it.
Washing my hands, I'm gone. I'm going to the neighbors. This Raggedy Ann doll story, though, that is wild.
That is weird.
I mean, this guy, I mean, he embraced this doll, takes it with him, going to go on tour, and
you
dies.
Know what we're going to find out, though? Like, it was just an overdose or something. It's going to be, like, lame. Right?
Uneventful, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what we're going to find out.
It's going to be like, yeah. We'll be like, oh, shoot, man.
I hope it's not lame. I don't want it to be lame.
I know.
All right,
know.
BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.